Today, welcome everyone. Today we're going to discuss the case studies in hospitality industry of AI usage. So what are the objectives of this chapter? The objectives of this chapter are simple in analyzing real world case studies, basically. And what in what spheres are we going to be analyzing? Customer experience enhancement, personalization and recommendation systems, improving guest experiences, use of virtual assistants and chat boxes and helping in services, use marketing AI-driven marketing and advertising strategies for targeting and engaging customers, analyzing guest data and preferences, analyzing their history, delivering tailored experiences, user interaction and feedback. So the entire whole process of this chapter, we're going to be discussing how these new systems have been developed. Benefits of implementation of personalization and recommended systems, which include what are the benefits? What are we achieving? We're achieving guest satisfaction. Higher guest satisfaction and what the guest satisfaction today is. We are achieving operational efficiency. And we are also achieving personalization. Real life examples of personalization and recommended system. So hotel booking platforms offering various personalized accommodation and recommendation based on user preferences, past bookings, example bookings.com, Make My Trip. They all look at your past bookings. They look at your how you utilize their website, their apps and their websites. And, you know, they are giving you personalized accommodation, recommendation and things like that. Even in personalized travel itineraries are being generated or using AIs. Trip planning apps, there are lots of them. Then there are targeted promotional offers which are delivered through email campaigns. You know, if you've ever gone into Make My Trip and registered yourself, periodically or weekly, you will get one targeted email contact, depending on what you've searched. Chatbox and virtual assistants. Chatbox and virtual assistants are now mainly used by all hospitality. Mostly all chains are using them. And they are all AI-powered tools. What do they do? They look at your preferences. They look at everything which you're going through their websites and their apps, the hotel's apps, chain's apps, basically. And they're looking at your preferences and making recommendations to you. They are handling your inquiries, you're typing an inquiry, they are answering those inquiries, they are providing assistance, performing tasks such as making booking reservations, especially if you are registered, they make the booking reservations also, and provide local recommendations to you, handle common service requests. So virtual assistant chatbots are mainly now used by all hotel chains. The advantage of adapting to that is a 24/7 availability. It's not restricted to whether a person is there or not there. It improves operational efficiency because it's an automated system. Automated systems always improve operational efficiency. And naturally, because it's an automated system, it gives immediate and response to the guest. It enhances guest experience. So, like I said, virtual assistant and chatbots are used in entire hotel industry, especially in chains. They handle guest inquiries, room reservations through messaging platforms. Virtual concierge service is another thing which we discussed in the last chapter. Provides recommendations and assistance to guests during their stay. I mean, voice-enabled assistance in hotel. I mean, you can control your amenities. You can do, request services through voice command. You don't need to pick up a phone and dial room service. You can order through them, you can request a towel, you can request anything to them. So that's how it is. So hotel chatbots, virtual consult service and voice-enabled assistance are all three which we discussed in the previous chapter, and we will go through examples of where they're being used and what are the feedbacks about it in this chapter. Then AI-driven marketing and advertising strategies. Now, very effectively AI drives strategy. They do predictive analysis, they do sentimental analysis, they go through all the websites across the world, they go through all the social media sites, they go through all the, your online travel agent sites and pick up patterns. And pick up, and then they, by going through all the social media sites, they pick up, various aspects of specific customers. So they analyze your predictive behavior, and then they create personalized messaging. They target specific customer segmentations, and they do a campaign around it, AI-driven tools, and they optimize the entire marketing channels. Now, the beauty of AI-driven marketing and advertising is A, is real-time response, especially when they're using personalized, not emails, but tweets or Facebook. So you get instant response, and the response can be measured by AI. That is how customers get engaged. So, and it creates a hyper-targeted advertising campaign. So you're targeting to a specific audience, right audience, with personalized messaging. Your likelihood of response is very high. Once you get response, the likelihood of conversion is also very high. So content is driven through multiple channels: social media, email, online advertising, and your response is also real-time measured, and therefore your return of investment is higher. Real-time campaign optimization, and you're not getting response. You sent it, but the response is not coming. Performance matrix is not coming. Customer feedback, you're monitoring instantaneously. And you can fine-tune your marketing campaign so that you can, you know, maximize effectiveness, especially using Facebook and all these social media. This you can easily fine-tune. And to go through real-life examples is personalized email marketing campaigns. Relevant. I recommend travel destination or accommodation based on past history. Social media advertising that promotes exclusive offers for specific customer segments, that's a very important aspect, because social media today drives customer sentiment. And when you're looking at the social media aspect, you are actually moving to a very well targeted audiences, and AI helps you target that audience. And dynamic pricing and strategy, which helps you adjust room rates based on demand and competition pricing data, helps you even in popularity and always keeps you number one. See, ultimately, at the end of the day, in social media and everything, you have to be number one to be more visible. So AI helps you start moving up the ladder. If there are 10 people doing marketing campaigns in the same arena, you have to make yourself more prominent. That is what you have to do. So let's take case study one, Hilton. So Hilton has done a lot of things to AI. It's implemented AI in many forms around its hotels. So they develop a comprehensive guest profiling system. So what does that do? That captures guest data, guest preferences, behavior, interaction, and across various touch points, website visits, mobile apps, previous stays. So they've taken your basic hotel management system and all the feedback which is available in that system, and they've taken all the internet systems, the website visits, the mobile app usage, and all the feedback which you've generated on your social media, and they've taken all that and compiled a comprehensive guest management profile system. Now, that helps a lot. So this system can deliver highly personalized experience to its guests. For example, when a guest makes a booking through Hilton website or mobile app. So what does Hilton achieve by using the guest profile system? Now they can give you personalized service. You know, when you go through the Hilton website, now with all that data, the AI module, their AI system will analyze your past behavior and everything. They've already done that. Recommend things to you, dining options, local attraction. And because they have so much of data, that it helps them interact with customers through AI, through their apps and the websites, even when they're not in front of them, much higher. Even when they come into the hotels, that helps a lot. So when they come, they personalize their stay because of so much data. Is there personalized amenities are put into the room? I mean, could be a pillow type or complimentary snack based on past preferences recorded in the guest profile. So that data they've compiled together in the guest profile. That can give you anything, that information. And when the guest has made a booking and is coming to stay, that information has poured out the highlights. So pillow type, complimentary, this last time, this was a problem, so this will have to be looked at. So all that comes out. It has definitely yielded significant result. It increases a level of satisfaction. Experiences are tailor-made now because of that. And that always increases loyalty. And it helps, you know, as a employee of Hilton, I know what the guest needs. I know his preferences in real time. I also know that what he gets irritated with. So I ensure those three activities don't happen. So proactive service delivery happens. Guest satisfaction level rise high. Now the other aspect of Hilton is the chat box. Now let's get into Marriott. Marriott, in the second straight case study, we'll look at Marriott's chatbots. It's a seamless guest interaction aspect. So basically, the chatbots are integrated with websites, mobile apps, messaging platforms. They make reservations, you can ask questions, request real-time assistance, and they will reply to you. So that, you know, what it does, it reduces time for a guest. It addresses the concerns. It helps in booking, making bookings. It provides all local recommendations. So it's a great way of communication. And they're all using AI to predict also accurate questions now. And they provide you with information which is accurate. Chatbots have all the local information available to them. The benefits of it is high. Guests appreciate the convenience of it. It's accessible. It's simple inquiries. You can do it outside business hours. I mean, you don't have to pick up the phone, call anyone. You don't have to endlessly search for FAQs. Just chat. It'll give you answers. And these chatbots are very useful in that matter. They've reduced workload of human staff because there's somebody sitting there and typing and answering questions. There's a lot of time. And they, you know, the beauty of chatbots is they also collect further data. So the type of questions you're asking, the type of movements you're making on the websites, that gives a lot of data to the chatbox. Now, with what you're doing on the website, what questions you're asking, they can devise a lot of things. First of all, it helps me, make a booking. Once you come in, and by all the types of questions you're asking, I've got all the intelligence to ensure that I'm giving you the service which you desire. So I improve your satisfaction. My operational efficiency increases because of the knowledge I've gained. And your guest experience is improved. So Marriott has done that beautifully. Plus, now it gives me more focus also on how to drive loyalty from you. And what are the targeted marketing initiatives I should take with you? Let's get to case study number 3. KLM Royal Dutch Airline. Again, their power chatbox. Use service enhancement. Now, Royal Dutch Airlines, they address customer service hurdles, specifically the protracted wait. Wait time which was there associated with customer inquiries to effectively manage a huge volume of customer interaction, compromising the quality of customer service. What happens is, when so many people are calling a customer service phone, the interactions and wait time to have an interaction also becomes higher, and the number of people which you are hiring also more. With these chat box, when you are doing in customer service, there is no wait time. Essentially, what 15 minutes you were using per interaction earlier, creating frustration, is now coming down to 2 minutes. So what KLM did was they partnered with Digital Genius. Chatbox facilitated around 10,000 dialogues daily, operating 24/7, obviously. And they've integrated it with their platform, KLM infrastructure. So instant updates and information is provided through the chatbox. Right? When you then integrate it with your relationship management system, the support for the service agent also increases. So suppose the chatbox transfers the call to the service agent. The support has increased because it's all integrated. And with this, I mean, with the chatbox highly trained algorithm with deep learning skills, so it takes out historical customer data and looks at all those aspects while answering to the guidance. And its adaptation and it's adapting itself to different kinds of new novel inquiries also. So it's reduced wait time, like I said, from 15 minutes to 2 minutes. It's increased customer satisfaction because they're getting answers efficiently, effectively. It improves standards because it's giving our proper answers. So that is very important. Chatbox help you do that. Now let's look at the other aspect of hospitality, revenue management and operational efficiency using AI algorithms. Now, we discussed revenue management in the previous chapter. It plays a very crucial role in hospitality. It is one of the most important. Without revenue, a hotel can't work by. It needs money. You need money. So for revenue management, what do AI algorithms do? They create, they look at past history, they optimize pricing inventory, they allocate inventory for demand, they do forecasting, they look at historical real-time data to identify patterns and trends. They are looking at the whole aspect that way. They are anticipating future demands and adjusting pricing. They're using historical data to market trends, economic indicators. And they're looking at the world environment in general. They're looking at what are the availabilities of various airlines also coming. If you're looking at international travelers, they're looking at that also to pick future demand. They're looking at competition to optimize pricing and inventory strategies. All this data which is available, which takes a lot of human time to go through and predict, is quickly done through AI algorithms. Then they take that, then the strategies are also quickly. So real-time optimization of pricing, making the business dynamic, happens due to these tools. They not only maximize revenue and optimize pricing decisions, they also learn and improve over time. Ultimately, it is AI. Artificial intelligence, like human intelligence, always keeps learning. So it has to keep learning. So airline pricing system was the first to introduce AI into pricing. So they had the optimized ticket pricing based on factors like suite availability, route popularity, competitor pricing. So what they did was, if there were 20 airlines flying from one destination or other, they would see what the demand and the scale is. And then they would do their pricing and depending on the number of seats, their first optimal pricing is to fill the seats, which would make the flight feasible. Then is to maximize profit, and last minute booking is to even more maximize profit. So that's how airlines did it. Restaurants and reservations and platform also predict demand and optimize tables, allocative pricing. So that's how it is done. Operational efficiency improvements through AI-powered inventory management and resource allocation. Now, inventory management is a very important aspect. It is critical for hospitality business to minimize costs, maximize productivity, and deliver excellent service to guests. So, inventory management and resource allocation play a crucial role in optimizing operational efficiency by automating processes, reducing waste, and improving decision making. So what it does, it takes all the information electronic and makes informed in recommendation inventory levels, supply chain management, staffing schedules and asset management. We went through this in the previous chapter, but just to give you a little gist. So it takes all the information available to it from all the various sources, all social media, your OTAs, your own system, your past history, everything, and then it shows you what your inventory levels are at what time. I mean, what your available inventory is going to be, what time, and what is your demand forecasting. Once it does that, then it becomes easier for all these algorithms and to do supply chain management. So if you're going to sell out of 100 rooms, 70% occupancy, 70 rooms. So your supply chain management should be optimized for that. Your staffing schedules, your asset utilizations, all that is the thought process of inventory management system. So significantly improves operational efficiency. Any tool does. Oh, I just explained that in the previous chapter. This goes through our historical sales, customer preference, market trends. They can predict future demands for products and so on, optimize inventory levels. So basically what it does is it minimizes your costs and maximizes your profits. It looks at demand and supply, and it looks at all the data available to it to make an informed decision. It's a highly effective tool, and in your AI algorithms are integrated with the property management systems, and it optimizes your room inventory, your staffing levels, your restaurant management platforms, and it takes care of what your power level at that point should be, at power level at another point should be. So during off season, your stock power level can reduce, but during season time or during peak hours, your power level has to go up. So your predicting format is that way. Operational improvements through AI powered systems for inventory management. So what, like I said, it is analyzing your customer traffic basically. And that helps in staffing requirements. So let's say you are a restaurant. Your peak hour is dinner, but you do not do business in the day for lunch. So you do require lesser number of staff for lunchtime, but higher number of staff for dinner time. That is one. Second is you may have Monday or Tuesday where you are doing lesser business, but you are doing much more business on Saturday, Sunday. So all your offs have to be moved that way. So that resource management is done through AI. And it analyzes it with pinpoint accuracy because it's going through historical data. It is going through data which is available to it in terms of what is happening around it. It goes through weather patterns to tell you whether it's going as a restaurant, whether it is it's going to be raining, so your footfalls may fall. All those aspects it looks at. So this helps in allocation of resources, improves operation efficiency, because resources are allocated, then it's reducing costs because you are not hiring too many people, too many cooks spoil the broth. So that's what you're doing. And your guest experience improves because you have the right allocations, you have the resources which are met. Your demand supply is also met constantly, your wastage levels come down, so it improves your costs also. Now, case study 4, Marriott. We'll go back to Marriott basically. So, Marriott has a revenue optimization. So it analyzes. Marriott is a large chain in the world, so its historical data is huge, and it's got properties across the globe. So Marriott has a vast amount of historical data, market trends, competitor pricing to optimize room rate dynamically. And because it's so huge, it's not playing in one field; it's playing in different fields. So the dynamic pricing model, the AI, is real time. people controlling in the pricing would become a very difficult aspect. So room rate suggests in real time, maximizes revenue. So they have defined periods and they look at minimizing discount during low demand period and during peak period they maximize revenue. So that's how it is driven. And that drives revenue growth by nothing, because at the end of the day, when the AI is analyzing in Marriott property in a place like, they have two properties in Bombay, place like Bombay, both have significantly different clientele because one is next to the airport and the other is at a tourist place. So both having significantly different clientele, both analysts are different. So when the AI derives that data and it looks at maximizing and profitability, and it looks at different times level of discounts and what level of maximization of revenue needs to be done, that is a brilliant way of handling this profitability. It always optimal pricing on real-time market conditions and customer behavior. What has it achieved? It has achieved a higher average daily rate. The RevPAR has increased across its properties. And upselling opportunities have also increased. Ancillary services have been promoted, dining packages, spa treatments. They are all being promoted through this. They become competitive in that market landscape, and they have a huge landscape. So for them to control every aspect is very difficult. And this would monitor competitive pricing across different segments, across different regions also. It's a proactive approach to revenue management, and it helps in capturing a larger market share. So it helps in doing that. So what does the AI do? It analyzes data, optimizes pricing decision, identifies revenues opportunity. It has achieved significant revenue growth, improved profitability, enhanced competitiveness. Now let's get to case study 5, which is Carnival Corporation. Carnival Corporation is a cruise organization. So they have AI powered cost reduction. Their predictive maintenance system, which they have in Carnival Corporation, reduces maintenance costs, minimizes downtime for its fleet of cruise ships. Now a cruise ship is stuck because of some problem in its equipment, then it is stuck. That entire cruise will have to be postponed. So they have to be very, very careful on these aspects. So they have sensor data and equipment performance matrix in real time. So that tells you everything. They can predict potential equipment failure in one place, the other place. They can recommend preventive maintenance actions, address issues, instead of letting it escalate. Because if it escalates, the unplanned downtime increases. Repair costs increase. And asset remains not utilized. Carnival is not it's a ship. It's a cruise liner. So if it's not sailing, it's empty.